Very fitting, timely. I recognize I need the Lord tonight, every night, every hour I need thee. Praise the Lord, he's a God that's able to meet our needs. And beyond that, the Lord is far more to me than just meeting my needs. We desire prayers tonight as we look into the Word of God. We have a little thought tonight, keeping our balance in a wicked age. We need to keep clear, sound head, purpose, direction. Age we're living in challenging. Will there be a continuation of what we now experience and know? Oh, I know we'll say yes. The Lord's always had him with people, and he always will, and I believe that. But to what extent, to what degree, will the truth of the gospel be practiced and carried on in the days to come? The kind of challenge we have today. Oh yes, God's going to have him some saints. I don't want anybody to get the idea that I don't believe that and know that. But we have a serious consideration before us. Keep balance in a wicked age. We'd like to look prayerfully now. The book of 1 John, chapter 5. We're going to need to read a little. Bear with the reading. It'll help us establish where we're going tonight. What we want to consider tonight. Whosoever believeth that Jesus is the Christ is born of God. And everyone that loveth him that begat, loveth him also that is begotten. By this we know that we love the children of God, when we love God and keep his commandments. For this is the love of God, that we keep his commandments, and his commandments are not grievous. May the Lord help us now. Verse 10, he that believeth on the Son of God hath the witness in himself. He that believeth not God hath made him a liar, because he believeth not the record that God gave of his Son. And this is the record that God hath given to us, eternal life. And this life is in his Son. He that hath the Son hath life. And he that hath not the Son of God hath not life. These things have I written unto you that believe on the name of the Son of God, that you may know that you have eternal life, and that you may believe on the name of the Son of God. The brother is really in earnest here in this writing. Some very clear and definite things were laid out before the people, and it seems that I get a thought that it was a desire to have something clear on record, something very simple to grasp that we could look to at a time when precious values are being challenged on every side. We can just turn here and feed our soul and get stabilized. Amen. May the Lord help us now. Now the 17th verse. All unrighteousness is sin, and there is a sin not unto death. We know that whosoever is born of God sinneth not. Good place to pause, isn't it? But he that is begotten of God keepeth himself, and that wicked one toucheth him not. And we know that we are of God, and the whole world lies in wickedness. And we know that the Son of God is come and hath given us an understanding, that we may know him that is true, and we are in him that is true, even in his Son Jesus Christ. This is the true God and eternal life. Little children, keep yourselves from idols. Amen. Keep in balance in a wicked age. Oh, may God help us. The whole world lieth in wickedness. I thought about this word here. And the thought of seeing came to my mind. I've been in the hospitals on occasions, and I've been down in the wards where the people, the nurses and the doctors, are busily moving. And I've seen them with certain uniforms on, and I've seen their feet covered up, and I've seen a hat down to their eyes, and I've seen a mask right up to their eyes, and just a little snitch, you can see eyes. And I've seen them with gloves on. Oh, listen, I get it, Paul. They're trying to protect something. Oh, they want to keep an environment and an atmosphere to keep pollutants out and foreign elements, germs, if you please. In this building tonight, in this house tonight, there are hundreds, thousands of germs. Every gulp of air you take a mouthful down. I don't stop breathing. Hey, man. We have to do it to live. But we have an immune system. Our bodies are designed fearfully and wonderfully by God. It's a marvel that we stay alive. Hey, man. It's a marvel that God has designed this body where there are forces within that take a defense and stand watch to elements that would come in and hinder your health and your continuance in life. Oh, a normal, healthy body is wonderful. It mends itself. It repairs itself. It defends itself. Amen. Oh, I thought about it. We're living in a world. We're not living in a sterile environment. Amen. We're not living in a sterile environment. Only heaven and eternity will unfold and reveal just how much the influences of our age had effect on you and I. Oh, think about it now. Keeping our balance in a wicked age. We're living in a time, needless to say, the elements and pressures of our time are having an effect on you and I and are taking a toll on individuals. Oh, will we be able to go on like this a year from now? Will it be safe to assemble like this a month or two from now? See what I'm talking about? All the time, things are moving in and pressing in. And I see those doctors thinking about down on the new baby ward. They're just careful how they go in and out, and you have to be covered and wrapped up and everything else to get in there. Oh, they care about the little ones. And I believe, thinking on this, I said, oh Lord, have we had the proper concern for our newborn babies? Or have we been exposing them to elements that are detrimental to their souls? Oh, have we handled them with the care and the fear and the reality that these little precious ones are vulnerable? Their immune systems haven't been developed fully, and they haven't come to a place where they can combat and stand against the things that you and I, these things we gulp down. You know, they're real careful. Now, little babies, you just don't go in and grab one. Amen. We need to be careful too. Oh, this environment. We need to recognize the atmosphere is charged with enemy elements. May God help us all tonight to wake us up a little here. The whole world lieth in wickedness. The whole world. That's quite a statement. We can hardly take it in. But it's true. Outside of Jesus Christ, there are elements that are there to destroy and pull down and tear down outside of Christ. The whole world lieth in wickedness. And we need to recognize the place of safety and flee there. An environment that is kept close and kept certain. Oh, you just don't get in any kind of way. But there has to be a real preparation. We're concerned about the atmosphere remaining germ-free. Praise the Lord. Pollutant-free. Free from the elements. God help us now. We don't live in a sterile environment. Sterile. Got a thought out of the dictionary. It said entirely free from germs of all kinds. In order to get this kind of atmosphere, we sterilize. It's done by heat or antiseptics in the medical world. But I like heat. Had that registered in my mind, heat. Heat will cleanse and purify the atmosphere. It'll remove those elements that would be detrimental to the soul. Heat, see? Plenty of heat. Oh, get the boiling water on. Get the cauldrons going. We're going to deal with elements. We're going to clean the place up. Naturally, that'll do the job. Spiritually, we need heat to get the elements right, to get the atmosphere right. We need the gospel heat. We need the rays of the gospel penetrating down and purifying the air. The place where I live, I want it clean and pure. Amen. All right, somebody get for us Obadiah 17 and 18. Oh, I love this. I want the place where I have to breathe and gulp down air to be just right. Glory to God. Amen. Just read it.
But upon Mount Zion.
Upon Mount Zion. Glory to God. Deliverance. This is a place where souls are delivered. Where babes are born. Where souls are nurtured and fed. Upon Mount Zion there shall be deliverance. Oh, that says something about the atmosphere to me. Heavenly, holy, pure. Without elements of contamination. Read.
There shall be holiness.
What? Say again.
There shall be holiness.
Holiness! Holiness! The only way we're going to keep balance is to recognize we need to be holy. Oh, keep it right out there. We must be holy every day. The only way I'll keep my balance, the only way I'll know which end is up, is to live holy. You let that go and you don't know whether you're coming or going. Amen. Holiness unto the Lord. There shall be. Thank God that's a mandate. There shall be holiness upon Mount Zion. Read on. I love that too. This is our territory. Possess it. Dwell there. Live there. Thrive and prosper on Mount Zion. Be edified. Be blessed. Oh, possess your possessions. Oh, not just dropping in for a little visit, you know, but live here. Take my stake out here and just grow up, praise the Lord. Now sign. Read on.
And the house of Jacob shall be a fire.
Thank you, Lord.
And the house of Joseph a flame.
Praise the Lord.
And the house of Esau.
Told you it took heat. Told you it took heat.
And they shall kindle in them.
Yes.
And devour them. And there shall not be any remaining of the house of Esau, for the Lord has spoken.
All right. If we understand types, oh, Esau's type of the flesh, gratifying of the flesh, fleshly things, going to be stubble, burned up, put the heat on it, see. God help us all tonight. Oh, wicked world. I made a statement, I have some articles here, don't really have time to read all of this, I just want to highlight a few things. I made the statement that we're living in an environment that's not sterile. We're living in an environment where things are happening. And we might say, well, it doesn't mean much to me, but I'm going to tell you today that subconsciously and aimed at areas of our life and aimed at areas of our awareness that we're not so much aware at are these things to undermine and root down and break down the very vision of a holy, godly, sin-free life every day. That's what they come against, see? Now just listen a little bit. The Meese Commission, more properly the Attorney General's Commission on Pornography, has finally published this report, nearly 2,000 pages of graphic descriptions of stuff for which smut seems too mild a word. Its main conclusion is that violent porn leads to violent acts. This article goes on and on and on and tells how this nation is feeding itself and glutting itself and making its appetites on these kinds of things. And we're getting the results and things that happen that are played out and acted out in people's lives. You say, what's that to us? We're saved and sanctified in the church of God. It's a slow, undermining thing. No, I don't expect the saints to fall in the line of any of this trouble. But I'm saying that it's another move of the enemy to chip away at our clear vision of truth and right and good and honest. See? Just chip away a little piece of it. You hear it so much, you kind of tune it out. And the tuning out is a mechanism. Surely it vexes a righteous soul to hear this kind of thing. But tuning it out isn't the answer altogether. Turn the heat off. The environment's being polluted. Our souls are at stake. Our babies, our young folks, your children, your daughters, the church of God. Amen. All right, listen to this one. God rarely named. I don't believe everything I read in the papers. I want you to know that right now. Sometimes they say a few things that's worth looking at. God rarely named, expert says. God is rarely mentioned in textbooks anymore. And religions are portrayed in a way that could lead students to shun Christianity. Mean anything to you? God help us now. A textbook analyst testified Wednesday in a trial over school readers. This article goes on. What time are y'all at? But it goes on and tells how a determined system to erode away from our youth and our young folks a belief in God and Christianity, a presenting of every other kind of thing that exists in the earth, and how it's being effective in pulling them off to believe something that's founded on the lie of faith. We close our ears. It vexes our righteous soul. That's not the answer. Turn the heat up. Thou art the only true God. This is the only true religion. Can you see what I'm talking about? Oh, the writer was so clear and emphatic in his writing. This is the religion. This is the true God. You're in the true God. You're in the right faith. We ought not allow that to be tampered with. Turn the heat up. God help us. And you know that they just get bolder. It seems to me that we're in a place now in our world and society where it seems to be, can you top this one now? Yes. Just when you get over one and you say, my, my. And the next one's got another one. It says, this isn't even fit to read. But it's flashed out across the news. Our children get to hear it. And we've got the children, they know more than two and two now. Yeah. Wake up! They know more than two plus two. You better wake up. Groups promoting safety. Passing out on the campuses. God help us. Giving the students, condoning their free behavior, their lustful behavior, telling them to be safe and handing them out contraceptives. Plug your ears up! We're holy! We don't want to hear that! That's not fully the way to handle it! Turn the heat up. Oh, God's got the answer for safe sex and everything else. Please, fornication! God's got the answer, folks! We don't have to crawl up in a corner and shiver. Preach the word of God, men of God. Oh, let every woman have her own husband. Every man have his own wife. God's got the answer to that thing. God's got the word on it. Just need men and women with grace and humility of God to preach it. Amen. Experts. Schools need clinics. Got that around here? Isn't this something? I don't have time to read all this stuff. Schools need clinics. Then a big article here on safe sex. The first complete candid guide to disease-free lovemaking for singles, even faithful marriage who think they're immune. We are living in a wicked time. In case you didn't believe it, I wanted to shock you with those articles. Nationwide coverage, these things are going across the nation. You might not believe in a newspaper, so you never look at them, but it's out there. God help you and I. We need to keep our balance and realize the saints of God don't have to retreat and we don't have to wring our hands. Just turn the heat up. Amen. Preach the word of God. Preach the truth. Oh, keep your balance. Don't get shaky. You know, this new generation has a new set of values. Old time religion, take care of that. Amen. We don't have to change our values. Just turn the heat up. Praise the Lord. All right, let's watch now. said, the whole world. This is a plot. This is a plot. This is the design. This is the work of the enemy. Let's go to Ephesians and see if we can get a hold of where the battle's taking place. The sixth chapter of Ephesians now. God help us. Familiar ground, but I hope we get some new insights on it. Verse 10.
Amen. Finally, my brethren.
Finally, my brethren.
Be strong in the Lord.
Oh, look at there. Be strong. No time for feeble knees and hanging hands. Be strong in the Lord. Read. And in the power of his might. Read. Put on the whole armor of God. And believe me, that's what it's going to take. The whole armor of God. All of it. No longer can we get along with it. Well, I'm saved. You better go on and get sanctified. The whole armor of God. Oh, we're facing something now. These things are coming out and they're becoming household words. And as much as you don't want it, our young people are speaking about these things. God help us now. Turn the heat up. Turn the heat up. I don't want the devil advising my young folks. I'll advise them. By the word of God. Amen. Turn the heat up. Read.
That you may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil.
We can call them wiles, can't we? Isn't this a hit below the belt? To come out like this, to press like this. It's a hit. It's a place of hitting us in a place. Oh, God, where we just going to have to tighten ranks and stand firm. The values of the Bible are still the right values. The Word of God is still safe, the only God to live by. The only true God. This is the true religion, glory to God. Oh, that needs to be held from our pulpits. That needs to be held around the family altars. That needs to be held around the dinner table. This is the truth. Oh, we need to emphasize it's true. Not just something that's good to consider. You know, the world's into that. Well, these are good things to know. We're not talking about that. We're talking about the one and only truth. There's nothing else. Amen. There's nothing else. What about this and what about that? That's the path the devil is leading souls off to. Well, you need to consider other things now. Not according to Brother John. This is the truth. You've got the truth. You have all you need. Praise the Lord. Read on now.
Wrestle.
Listen at the word. Wrestle. Wrestle. Wrestle if you please. It's not just a little punch and jab affair. Wrestle. Close quarter contact. You're wrestling someone, you don't wrestle from distance. You just get hooked all up and wrestle, don't you? You struggle and you tussle, don't you? You roll and you twist, don't you? Wrestling. Every now and then you can see him grimace his teeth at you. You better grimace back. I'm just as determined as you. I'm just as satisfied as what I'm doing is right. And you're satisfied what you're doing is right. Oh, we're wrestling, folks. And we need to move out like we believe in it with all our heart. Wrestling. We sit in the flesh and blood wrestle. We're fighting the very seat. We're fighting the very cradle that spawns every devilish and fiendish thing that's flooding in the earth. Read on.
But against principalities.
Against powers.
Against the rulers of the darkness of this world. Against spiritual wickedness in high places.
Spiritual wickedness.
Yes.
Darkness. The rulers of the darkness. The rulers of the darkness. You know, every now and then they'll catch a few little fellas on the street doing criminal activity. And they'll do a big thing about how we made this big raid. But they haven't done anything till they get the rulers. Get the fellas that's behind it, that are the brains. That's Satan's method all the time. We'll relax and shout a little bit when we catch a few of the little fellas, but you know, we better start aiming at the rulers of the darkness. We better start aiming at those fellas who are the controlling man, who are espousing the philosophy, who are poisoning and damning souls. Aim at them. the darkness. Go after the seed of it. Go after the place where it's poisoning many. God help us, rulers of the darkness of this world. Oh, we need the whole armor of God. Don't you feel your knees just a little bit watery now? Oh, this is a big order. We need the Holy Spirit of God. We need a determination, anointing that God will give to us that we can stand where we ought to stand today. Keep our balance. Preach the truth. Instead of decreasing, increase. Instead of minimizing, maximize. Magnify the Lord. Amen. Read on.
Against spiritual wickedness in high places.
Amen.
Wherefore take unto you the whole armor of God.
All of it.
That you may be able to withstand in the evil day.
Yes.
And having done all, to stand. Stand therefore, having your loins girt about with truth, and having on the breastplate of righteousness, and your feet shod with the preparation of the gospel of peace.
All right, let's hold it right there. Here's what I want us to get now. I don't want us to miss the point tonight. These forces are aiming at the people of God.
Yes.
To undermine, little by little, to chip away the very memory of purity and wholesomeness and goodness and righteousness.
Yes.
To darken the scene to where we wonder if it's really worth it anymore. That's the purpose. Oh, nobody's listening anymore. Turn the heat up. God help us. Verse 18. Listen to this verse.
Praying always with all prayer and supplication in the Spirit.
Watch.
And watching thereunto with all perseverance and supplication for all saints.
For all saints. For the saints. Pray for the saints. Pray for the saints. Pray. Pray with all prayer for the saints. God help us now. Pray for the saints. Pray that God help us to be able to keep the balance, keep the line, hold her steady and clear in this wicked age. Pray for all saints. Oh, I pray for the saints. And I want the saints to pray for me. Read on now.
And for me.
See?
That utterance may be given unto me, that I may open my mouth boldly.
That's what the ministry's got to do now. The ministry's got to open their mouth. Don't get up here mumbling under your breath. Don't get up here mumbling and think you can get the job done in 20 minutes to suit the votes. Open your mouth boldly. What did you say, brother? Say it again for us. We're battling something. God help us. Right now, tonight, the devil has made significant inroads in the midst. Significant inroads. Significant strong point. I looked at a map. 1950. It looked at the possessions. It showed the possessions of the United States around the globe. Strategic points that we had bases for the sole purpose of defending and maintaining the kind of life that we are supposed to represent in the Western world. 1980. I looked at the same map. Bring chills down your spine. Places that were once held clear and represented a clear way of life for people are now under the domination of communism. Now listen, God help us to wake up. The devil does the same thing. Truth that were once established, cardinal truth that we lived and died by, that every saint understood. Today, 1987, is no longer that definite in some minds. How do you get there? You get there by this bombardment of the rulers of darkness to get you just to doubt a little bit. Somebody said, how do we know there was ever a Jesus? I said, hold it. Don't doubt it. Doubting it. Already the devil's got a step on you if you doubt it. Folks, tonight, if we doubt the word of God, the devil's already got a step on us. It's so subtle. It's so smooth. It seems so reasonable. Maybe it wasn't just like that. Don't doubt it. It's just like it reads every time. The enemy, in his shrewd way, has already made significant gains in the minds and hearts in our midst. Now, Brother Harvey, do you think that's still absolutely necessary? I do. And I'm ringing the bell. God help us. Turn the heat up. keep our balance, stand by the truths of the Bible, exercise and practice them, no matter which way folks seem to want to go. Open your mouth boldly. Paul said sin. Many have sinned. They lost their way. They don't have power with God. They don't have the faith of God. Turn the heat up. Turn the heat up. Got to keep our balance.
Amen.
Amen. God help us. Folks got on that ferry boat a few days ago.
Yeah.
Want to take a ride across the bay. Went along after that. They say it just tipped over. I don't know what the outcome of that was, the investigation and all. I'm going to tell you something. There are forces at work to tip the ship. There's powers at work to tip the ship and make her turn. God help you and I tonight. Left doors open? What happens when we leave doors open? What happens when we don't nail things down like we ought to? What happens when we are not definite and emphatic about the word of God? A door's left open.
Yes,
maybe I don't have to really believe it just like that. The tide comes in, doesn't it?
Yes,
nail it down, preacher, at the peril of your life. That's just the way it is. Amen. Oh, God. Now I want to show us something about the wicked mind. I want to show us something about the disposition of the wicked that maybe we aren't acquainted with. You see, we're living in a time now. There's a term that developed. Oh, I didn't hear so much about it until, I guess it was about, maybe back in the era there, it was Carter administration, and Soviet Union talked a lot about detente. Detente. See, detente is, but we're two powers, and we shouldn't try to kill each other. We should talk. See, detente. And I get you thinking real good. You're civil-minded, and you won't do what's right, and you don't like all this blood and all this smoke and loud preaching. We ought to be able to work something out with detente. And so, opposing philosophies, opposing powers, opposing background, sit down at a table to work something out. Men, detente. And while one may be sincere, the other one's doing things behind his back. It's all right. Don't worry. I'm not building any missiles. Don't worry. My boys are not mounting up for a battle. You know, the devil loves to get us in a detente. Sit around a table, and the devil isn't such a bad guy. If you love him and show love to him, you might win it. You can't win wickedness through righteousness. We need to understand that. It won't be won. Well, we need the word of God. It's pretty big words. There are folks tonight that aren't so sure but whether you can love wickedness till it turns righteousness. The Bible doesn't back that. Oh, God help us. Wickedness is going to have to be forsaken. It's going to have to be turned loose and denounced. Oh, we need to nail these things down, do we not? Nail it down! Praise God. Thought about it. The song, one of the songwriters said, have you heard a voice from heaven?
Yeah.
Calling in a solemn tone. Come my people from confusion. This is not your native home. It goes on and says, yes, I rose. And to my vision, Zion, Mount Zion, deliverance home. Zion's glory brightly shone. I rose and fled the ruins of Babylon, taking not a veil of stone. Close the door. You can't come into Zion with violent stone. Nail it down, preacher man. Nail it down for folks. Coming into Zion, leave your trash outside. Oh, you like this people, you love this way. Leave your trash outside and come on in. Where the air is pure and serial, laden with the breath of flowers. Oh, glory to God. I love Mount Zion. But they can't. Oh, but how you driving folks away? We're a little late. They're in and they got positions. All right now. They're in and they hold offices. Now, the ministry has to run the risk of being misunderstood and criticized doing their job. Amen. Watching over Zion, crying loud, sparing not, showing the people the right way. Clear sounding trumpet. Everyone knows the difference of retreat from charge. This is no place to be learning how to blow the horn. You better know how to blow it. We are in a wicked time. A wicked time. And our safety and welfare is hinged on how clear we understand the word of God and how faithfully we carry it out. Oh, that's where our safety is. God help us. Psalms 10. Let's look at the way of the wicked. Try to give you some insights on wickedness. 10th chapter, 10th division. We might not be able to get everything in. We're going to get the thoughts down by the help of God. You pray. 10 and 1. Start reading there. Let's get a little bit of that.
Why standest thou afar off, Lord?
Yes.
Why hidest thou thyself in times of trouble?
Lord, have you heard that prayer? Lord, praise the Lord with all these things. Read on.
The wicked in his pride doth persecute the poor. Let them be taken in the devices that they have imagined.
Now watch.
For the wicked boasteth of his heart's desire.
He's boasting. He's boasting now. Boasting is bold. It's brazen. It's pushing. These godless philosophies and teachings have infiltrated. They're in people's minds. They'll stand up, clothed up, and dressed up like they ought to dress. But inside, they're divided affection. Whether or not I'm going to believe the word of God and God's word alone. You wonder why you haven't the time getting the prayers in there. God help us. Read.
The wicked boasteth of his heart's desire, and blesseth the covetous whom the Lord hath.
All right, watch.
The wicked through the pride of his countenance will not seek after God.
Did you hear that?
God is not in all his thoughts.
The wicked is not going to seek after God. God is not in his thoughts. Now what kind of Daytona are we going to have? God is not in his thoughts. His pride is going to keep him from seeking after the Lord. Read on. Yes.
Thy judgments are far above out of his sight.
Yes.
As for all his enemies, he puffeth them.
Listen.
He hath said in his heart,
I shall not be moved.
For I shall never be in adversity.
I'll never be in adversity. This is the wicked. Read.
His mouth is
full of cursing and deceit and fraud.
Under his tongue.
Mischief
and vanity.
Hold it right there. That's enough. This is the way of the wicked. Salvation is far from the wicked. In this wicked age, this wicked time, those that are under the influence of wickedness, under it, abiding in it, craftily, standing against the word of God, do not have God in their mind. Not in their thought at all. 119, Psalms 155, tells us that salvation is far, far from the wicked. 155. 119, 155.
Salvation is far from the wicked.
Salvation is far from the wicked.
For they seek not thy statutes.
They're not interested in God's statutes. That spirit, that seat head of operation is not interested in God. There's no detente. There's no getting together. There's no working out anything when the foundation of it is in wickedness. Nothing to work out. Oh, we need the blood of Jesus applied, the heat turned up to purify and cleanse and make sound. Oh, Lord, help us now. You know, I got a little thought. Don't sell your soul for the trifles in this life. Don't sell your soul for the trifles in this life. Oh, I'm going to say sudden calamity can dash all of your life's hopes. We need to hold fast and stand firm on the word of God. There are many things being offered today, and you and I had better fortify ourselves to stand on the word of God alone. Amen, amen. Now we've touched this wickedness without. We've touched it from the whole world lying in wickedness and exerting its influence and pointing its daggers or its weaponry straight at the people of God, at righteousness, at godliness, at purity. we pointed out some of those things. But let's look here, a lesson in Genesis, the 13th chapter, that has another side that we would do well to consider, you and I tonight that love the Lord. 13th chapter and 10th verse in Genesis.
Lot lifted up his eyes.
He looked out and saw the plains of Jordan.
And it was well watered.
Well watered.
Before the Lord, destroyed Sodom and
yes.
Gomorrah. Even as the garden of the Lord, like the land of Egypt, as thou comest unto Zoar.
Read.
Then Lot showed them all the plains of Jordan, and Lot journeyed east, and they separated themselves the one from the other.
I'm going to tell you something tonight. Oh, how we need to stand by the truths of the Bible in everything. Oh, don't try to make an adjustment and make it fit our relatives and our friends. But oh, God, help me to live by the Bible. Help me to understand what you want out of my life here. Lot was given an option to choose. There was a strife that come up. Now you choose. Let's separate. We don't have to have this strife. You choose one way, I'll go the other. And the story account goes. Lot looked out and chose the most prosperous looking land. Chose that which was well watered. Oh, there's some parallels to this. There's some real things here that you and I would do well to take notice of tonight. You know, when we begin to get in a position where we, the Lord, I think where I've heard it said, well, you know, the Lord gives us choice in some things. That scares me. He does give us choice in things. But oh God, help me. Then my choice, my choosing apparatus, my mind, my desire, my affection, all of this be totally under the control of God. Oh, listen. Lot looked out and chose from the seeing of the eye. He chose from that which his mind and his heart told him would be prosperous and would be good. And it turned out to be to his detriment. The devil's going to set things out now more than ever before to tip the scale of those that would live godly and holy in this world. He's going to set out things that look more prosperous and promising today than you've ever had in your life. You need to watch it right at these points. Oh, we need to look prayerfully. Lord, Lord, is this you? Or is it just my life's ambition? Oh, the devil can read what we want, our desires and our thoughts. My life's ambition and paint it up for you, and here it is. Doesn't say all that in the scripture of Lot. It just says he chose him. All the plain of Jordan. And the part that seemed to stand out, it says they separated one from the other. They separated. You know, that separation is far reaching. Read the 12th and 13th now.
Abram dwelled in the land of Canaan.
This is for us. Now he pitched his tent towards Sodom. He wasn't in Sodom right away, but he kind of headed in that direction. You know, tonight, the devil knows he can't push you and I right on off into something that's obviously wrong. He knows that. He knows that and if I do that, they'll find me out real quick. So what he does is just kind of sets the baits up. Somewhere between what you know is sound and solid and somewhere kind of not quite over in there, but you know. God help us. You know what I'm talking about? Yes, I kind of hold on to some of the tried and true and proven, but I'm going to experiment with some of this too. Might just be in belief. We don't have to move anywhere to have our belief system shuffled around. Oh, the first trouble that fell on the children of Israel. It said they went back in their hearts. They went back in their hearts. They began to remember that back life. And look at the things they named. The leeks and the cucumbers. God help us. Attractive, isn't it, those cucumbers, boy? Leeks. It's a flesh, isn't it? Oh, the devil. He'll allow you to paint up a picture there and he'll say, turn. Now look. Praise God. Just what I've been praying about.
You better find out which way it's pitched. Find out which direction it's going. Ask some serious questions. Where will I be a year from now if I do this? And if I survive it, where will my children be? If I pitch this way, what will happen to my children? Oh, may God help us to keep our balance. Oh, there's a scripture that inspired my heart. It says, Moses, rather than to enjoy the pleasures of sin, he chose to suffer affliction with the people of God. Didn't choose to be called Pharaoh's daughter's son. There's some truth in here for you and I. Oh, are we going to suffer with the people of God? Are we going to stand by the truth that bring us into a place of suffering and hardship and agonizing? You know, the devil has succeeded in getting everyone, a number of folks in this age and time, to believe that if you're suffering, God must have forsaken you. If you're having any battles and trials, God has forgotten you. Look at so-and-so. They aren't near as faithful as you. And he's blessing them. You got it all wrong. All wrong. Don't you know the enemy uses this? And we think down at this time of the development of the gospel that there'd be a people that understood these tactics and knew how to withstand all of that? Oh, God help us. Suffering. Oh, there it is. Don't be envious of evildoers. Don't envy what they have. Don't you get to looking at it and say, oh boy. Hardly nobody goes this way anymore. I was depending on Brother So-and-so, but he's even crossed over. You better keep your balance.
Amen.
You better keep your balance. You make a mistake looking to see what others are doing anyway. You better get this book open. Oh, get it open and begin to look. Lord, keep me balanced in this wicked age. I'm going to tell you what's causing people to move is the sly and cunning under movements of Satan bombarding the earth as he is with such darkness and wickedness. If we don't fashion and stabilize ourselves down in God's word, we will move. We will change. We will seek to be up to date, whatever that means. You have the word of God, you're up to date. Suffer. Forward, brethren. Work and suffer. Faithful to the end, endure. Oh, may God help us. It's a wicked age. We need to cry out about it. Read on, please.
For they shall soon be cut down.
Oh, whoa, whoa, whoa. You mean that fellow that I'm envying and wish it was me is going to be cut down? That's what it says. They'll soon be cut down. Cut down. Now, do I really want to go that direction and be cut down? Praise God. Now, you're getting the picture, aren't you? I'm going to stand with God. I'm going to stand with the Word. This is the true religion. He's the only true God. His Son, Jesus Christ, is my Savior. Oh, may God help us. They'll soon be cut out. Is that the end of that?
And wither as a green herb.
Wither?
Trust in the Lord and do good.
Do good.
So shalt thou dwell in the land.
Amen.
And verily thou shalt be fed.
Now, isn't that, hold it. Isn't that precious? The devil told you you'd starve to death, and the word says you'll be fed. You will be fed. You will be fed. Oh, I've never seen the righteous forsaken. Don't you know we can stand by the word of God and the truth of the Bible and live like the Bible says and be fed? When all means of visible support and cordiality is taken from us, that just helps us to get where God wanted us all the time. Leaning on Jesus. Praise God. They'll be cut down and withered, but you'll be fed. Delight.
And he shall give thee the desires of thine heart.
I thank the Lord tonight.
I thank God. Wickedness. Wickedness. What are we going to do? Delight ourselves in the Lord. Oh, we're going to find our delight in the Lord. We're going to stand by the Word of God, searching and reading and studying and digging in and begging God to bless it in my mind, indelible, Lord, where it cannot be removed. Amen. Textbooks are coming out and showing all kinds of different ways people can believe. Can't you see the devil working in that? Oh, listen. But we need not be shaken and moved, and we don't have to change or retreat. Just turn the heat up. Purify the air. Praise God. The truths. Amen. There's another siege of wickedness. We'll just touch on this. We've talked about those things without. Now this is within. The wickedness of gainsaying. Wickedness of rebelling against the Word of God. I have an example of this in the book of Numbers, of course. Withstood God's Word and withstood the one whom God had sent to deliver the Word. We've got that now. I said before, I wish it weren't true. I wish I could be proven wrong. But I said before that already invading, infiltrating into the camp and in our midst, already we have set up in our midst, we're battling with forces that are foreign to the cause of Christ. They're foreign to the cause of the Word of God. Oh, but may we press the battle on to see things arighted and set right. Korah, number 16, we'll read everything there. Let's just read the kind of beginning of it there and see what their position was and how they came in and what they were saying. And this ought to give courage and hope to realize this is the hour we're in, but to keep our balance in this wicked time. Somebody have that, 16 and 1. One, the first three or four verses of it will be enough.
Now Korah, the son of Israel,
that's it.
The son of Kohath, the son of Levi, and Dathan, and Abiram, the son of Eliab, and Aram, the son of Eliab, the son of Judah, and took men.
And
they rose up before Moses.
See?
With 30 of his children of Israel.
Now watch.
250 princes of the assembly, famous in the congregation.
Famous in the congregation. This is what throws folks. This is what throws folks. Famous men of renown. To hear their names brings a kind of a hush off. Men of renown. Brother so-and-so said it. We all know Brother so-and-so is somebody. Better know them that labor among you. Oh, we better know them who hazard their lives for the gospel. Oh, but there was a time to dig and know the true ministry. Those that are teaching us, it's now. To wait any longer is going to be very serious. Men of renown. You know, we begin to tremble. Certain dignitaries are backing a thing that we know is not right. God help us. Better keep our balance. You don't have to get out of your place and you don't have to get unseemly to stand on the Word of God. Praise God, you can be unpopular on the Word of God. Brought these men up. And what was their platform?
They gathered themselves together against Moses and against Aaron, said unto them, you take too much upon you, seeing all the congregation are holy.
They brought their ultimatum. It's not going to work like it's been working. We're going to work now by a group. What's the word I want? Well, that's part of it. We're going to now have a consensus. Amen. This Holy Ghost leadership business, we don't know nothing about it. We want a hand in the decision making. You heard any of it? God help us now. This is the part of the game saying this is that wickedness. This is that wickedness that's making inroads.
You're going to hold the
president's leadership. We're going to lead by a commission. We're all holy. God works with all of us. Moses, we're serving you your debt notice. God help us. What did Moses do?
Moses prayed and fell on his face.
You know, you can tell who fears God. Moses didn't go out and get his boys. Amen. Moses didn't try to get on everybody that sees it like me and all y'all that believe this. Unless they tried to do something, he fell on his face. Now, Lord, it's yours. You're the originator of it. God's able to take care of his. He will take care of that that's his. But you and I want to get in the place where we can be a part of that. Balanced out, not moved by this wicked trend, these wicked turns of events, this darkness that's flooding in and pushing in hard. Thank God the Holy Spirit and the Word of God are sufficient for us today. Very sufficient. Moses fell on his face and, oh God, there's so much here. Prayed, cried, this is wrong what's happening, but God help us to see. These men pushed it on. They pushed it on. All right, it's going to be a showdown. Sixth verse says, take your censers, Korah and all his company, and put fire therein, and put incense in them before the Lord tomorrow. It shall be that the man whom the Lord doth choose, he shall be holy. Ye take too much upon you, ye sons of Levi. All right. And oh, read this out sometime and really study through it. To redeem the time tonight. 28th verse. Moses began to speak again. Read, please.
Moses said, hereby ye shall know what the Lord and sent me to do, you shall know that the Lord has sent me to do all these works, for I have not done them of my own mind.
God help us not to be doing things of our own mind. I haven't done it of my own mind. You know, that makes me believe tonight that one of the wicked things that is happening now is a lot of things being done out of our mind. Read.
If these men die,
if they die,
the common death of all men, or if they be visited after the visitation of all men, then the Lord hath not sent me. But if the Lord make a new thing, and the earth open up her mouth and swallow them up,
may God
all that appertain unto them, and they go down quick into the sea, then ye shall understand that these men have provoked the Lord.
And it came to pass.
And it came to pass. And he had made an end of speaking all these words, and the ground quaked asunder that was under them, and the earth opened her mouth and swallowed them up, and their houses, and all the men that appertained unto the Korah, and all their goods.
Holy. You know, this seems remote in a way, but I want it to have a solemn, stirring effect on our minds and hearts. Wickedness isn't going to prosper or thrive. The thing that's going to survive and thrive and go forth is righteousness, godliness, holiness, abiding in the Word of God, giving a clear statement of your faith and confidence in God in practice as well as in testimony. Oh, the Lord of glory tonight wants us to be alert and aware. And if you're not saved tonight, if you've been out in some of these places of wickedness and experimenting and doubting and scoffing, we're going to urge you to turn from your wicked ways while there's still time, while there's hope. If you, this is a serious thought, if you're in the position tonight where you kind of floated into some of this stuff and you just kind of caught up in it and wondering why we have to insist on this Bible like we do, and why there is such clear-cut word coming in certain areas and certain things, won't you be awakened tonight to see that that's our only hope and stability? That's our only hope. That's the only hope we have. I'm wondering tonight, and we'll take these thoughts, press them to our heart. Lord, soul that abides in the Lord is kept safe. The soul that constantly communes with God will be kept safe. The soul that merely goes along and kind of keeps a profession and keeps up enough to maybe not have anyone chide them. You know what I mean? Just kind of have a name.
that's brother so-and-so, but deep down in his heart, the real vitality of God and salvation isn't really there. You're like that tonight, I'm going to urge you to come and pray. That's wickedness. It's wickedness to go on professing, to go on in the assembly, and not go all the way and believe the word of God completely. That's wickedness. Oh, may God wake us up. May we be stirred tonight to do something about our souls. Do something about our condition. We can do that by coming to an altar of prayer, humbling our hearts. Lord, have mercy on that soul tonight. Amen.
You're not saved, you need to be running to the water. If you've got a religious profession, you need to run to the water.